station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Facts and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is dishing. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night's edition of Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Hey, speaking of LA Talk Radio, do you all have your LA Talk Radio app? I hope you do, because it's free. So go to the LA Talk Radio website, www.latalkradio.com. You can see all the shows there. And then get familiarized with the shows that we have, because there's a ton of them. And then go get your free app at the App Store. Because you can, like I say, take me to bed with you every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, people, we've got like a chill kind of a show tonight. We've actually got our girl coming on tonight, Ingrid Hoffman. We're going to do a replay later on the show, because this week in South Beach is one of my favorite things. Y'all know it's the Food Network South Beach Wine and Food Festival, presented by Food and Wine. And I'm going to be there all week. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And we were supposed to actually have Chef Naomi Pomeroy on tonight. Unfortunately, she had travel issues and delays, so she's not going to be joining us. So I've got time to spend with you for a little bit before we play our replay of Ingrid Hoffman. If you want to call in and talk to me, dial 323-203-0815, because I'm live on air right now, and I'd love to talk to you on air. So give me a call. And yes, I did have a great birthday. Thank you all for asking. It was a lot of fun, still celebrating away. But, you know, I'm 34 now, and it's just like I'm focusing on what I really want to do in life. What do you guys really want to do? What is your purpose? What do you want to do in life? Hit me up on Twitter at Max Tucci and let me know what you really want to do in life. You know, it's not just this 9-to-5 rush hour, and then you all train your kids the 9-to-5 as well. And then we don't really experience life and what our purpose is. If you go to almost my 5 years of shows here on LA Talk Radio, you'll hear some great things that we talk about with whom I love, my dear co-host, Tamara Montana. And what we talk about with her is the things like that you get chills about. What gives you chills? Well, those are the passions in your life, your heart virtues. So to understand more about those, definitely go to the Max and Friends page on LA Talk Radio and look that up, because it's something that I think will set you free. Hey, did you all get The Power with Dr. Cardillo? Wasn't that a fun show with the 5 exercises you can start doing today that will help you optimize your alertness, relaxation, and balance? That was pretty groovy. I'm giving y'all some good shows, don't you think? All right, well, speaking of good shows, we've got some great shows coming up. Y'all know Sweet Brown. Ain't nobody got time for that. I just love her craziness. Well, she's going to be on Max and Friends next Sunday. So I'll be wrapping up at the food festival, and I'm going to have for you Sweet Brown on there. You know, ain't nobody got time for that. Actually, you know what, Ronan? Let's play that for them. In case y'all don't know who she is, Sweet Brown, Google her. But just stay tuned, because I can't even speak about this. It's so funny because I want to hear the video. Hit it, Ronan. Sweet Brown on Max and Friends.
One resident describes her horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop, and then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life, and then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
According to the apartment manager, the fire started in a woman's home who is wheelchair bound. She was treated for smoke inhalation at a local hospital. There were no other reports of injuries. The Red Cross is helping those families displaced by the fire.
I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well,
Somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I'm running for my life. Ain't nobody got time for that.
This is Max and Friends. That was Sweet Brown. Ain't nobody got time for that. She's like the new Antoine Dotson. Speaking of Antoine, I just spoke to him. He's out in L.A. He's going to come on the show, too, and let us know what he's up to. But Sweet Brown will be here next Sunday, so definitely tune in because ain't nobody got time for that. I think you could apply that to anything in life. Speaking of life, what is it that you want to do? What is your purpose? Call in and let me know. 323-203-0815. We're going to take some calls tonight on what your purpose in life is. Hey, speaking of purpose in life, you know, one of my purposes in life right now is the Unicorn Children's Foundation. I'm going to be the chairman of the Buddha Ball, which is coming up March 16th. So go to unicornchildrensfoundation.org/gala. Yeah, definitely look into that because that event is going to be unbelievable. We've got Eva LaRue from CSM Miami. She's going to be our mistress of ceremony. We've got the one and only Donald and Melania Trump, who are my co-chairs. So that's going to be super fun that night. But, you know, I've got to tell you, I'm like doing this whole thing over here with Twitter. I want you to hit me up on Twitter at Max Tucci. Call me. 203. No, that's my phone number. 323-203-0815. That's the studio number. All right, let's get back to focusing here. Because I try to get so interactive with y'all that I can't keep up and talk and tweet and go on Facebook and all this stuff. So call me, okay? I want you to call me. Wait, so check this out. Let's take this caller real quick. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Meganella from Vegas.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm glad you're calling. So, you know, I saw on Twitter that you think your purpose in life is to teach your kids, nieces, and nephews how to love and be loved and how to live life to reach their full potential and not let them be torn down by the obstacles that get thrown in their way. So how are you going to go about doing that?
Well, my nieces and my nephews are – one of them are living with me, or a couple of them are, because my brother is a Marine, mm-hmm. and he ships out a lot, and his wife was killed 3 years ago.
Mm.
So, I mean, I've been taking care of them, and my 16-year-old niece, well, 17 now, she had a kid 2 years ago, and she was ready to drop out of school and just give up on everything just so she could be a mom, and I wasn't going to let her do that. I've been raising her kid, plus my five, and my nieces and my nephews, and I'm showing her that in life, whatever obstacles that get thrown in her way, she doesn't have to just stop and give up on everything. And she's got a full ride scholarship, and she's going to college, and she's going to be able to live her dreams because she didn't let her kid stop her.
Mm. So you're like the torch for these kids. You're going to show them the way, right?
I am.
That's beautiful.
Kids are my everything. I love them to death.
Now, you know, your kids, because we spoke about Eva LaRue from CSI Miami, so why don't you tell us your children's names? Because this is a great story and how you came up with them.
My kids, my oldest is Callie, then Ryan, then I have Natalia, who just turned 3 today.
Happy birthday, Natalia.
And then Marisol, and then I have twins, Eric and Walter.
So you have, like, the whole cast of CSI Miami living in your house.
Yeah, my husband's name is Alex, which was the doctor in the first 6 seasons. And the only one I don't have is Horatio.
Yeah, get a dog and name him Horatio.
I don't need any more dogs. I've got, like, 7.
All right, well, you know what? Just for fun, I'll see if I can talk to Eva if we can get you a Horatio doll so you could have that all up in the mix. So you have some Horatio there. Well, thank you for tuning in. Thanks for always calling and tweeting. And, you know, I've got actually, you were one of our winners from the Uncommon Goods gift. So uncommongoods.com. But I will tweet you the information, what you won, and then we'll get your shipping address off the air and stuff. So that's from last week. We're going to talk about that more. But stay tuned, because at the end of this show, we've got Ingrid Hoffman coming on. We're going to do a replay. But at the end of the show, we're going to play a song for you called Home at Last. And we just hope that your husband stays with you and that your brother and everyone who is fighting for this country will be home at last by Thomas Hemner, who sings that. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too.
See, that was inspirational, people. Well, listen, speaking of inspirational, speaking of causes and what we're supposed to do in life, one of my things is giving back. And, you know, Xavier Lewis always sings that song, It's Giving Back. I love, it's time we give back. I love that song. Anyway, so biddingforgood.com is where I want you to go. Biddingforgood.com. Because in Bidding for Good, you're going to find Unicorn Children's Foundation. Type that in. And you're going to find some of our amazing auction items that are going to be at the Buddha Ball. So I want you to start bidding. We've got everything there, from Brunch with Eva LaRue to Psychic Readings from Maria Papapetros. I pulled out all of my friends. They all got involved. We've got trips. We've got Elu will perform for you at a private reception. Amazing stuff. Biddingforgood.com. Unicorn Children's Foundation is the subject. Speaking of .coms, go to Delta.com because flights are on sale right now. Why am I talking about Delta? Because Delta is one of the supporters at the Food Network South Beach Wine and Food Festivals. And I just love that. I'm so excited to be a part of that this year. Last year I was supposed to go, and then my life got caught up, and I had to do this and fly there and fly here. Speaking of flying places, go to the Shorty Awards, because I'm nominated for a Shorty Award in charity. So vote for me at Max Tucci with the Shorty Awards. And you can only be I and you can only vote by Twitter. So when you go to Twitter, at Max Tucci, vote for me, please, because I need the votes. Also, let's talk about this before we get the replay of Ingrid Hoffman up. So, okay, food. I can't wait for the Food Network South Beach Wine and Food Festival, because I am going to have so much fun. I'm going to the Moe Hennessy's, the Q, hosted by Paula Deen, which is on Thursday, the Amstel Light Burger Bash, which is on Friday, the Whole Foods Market, the Grand Tasting Village, which is right on the beach on Saturday. And then, of course, I've got a Red Hot Night presented by Target and hosted by Ingrid Hoffman. That's going to be Saturday, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And then Guy Fieri's Reggae Jam with Ziggy Marley, which is a live presentation by Ziggy Marley, and that's going to be Sunday the 24th. So we are going to totally have an amazing, amazing time. I want you all to come and join me there. Meet me there. I'm going to be there, running around, hanging out. If you need more information on where you can get tickets, you can go to SobeFest, SobeFest.com. You can get tickets there for, again, great, great events. There's going to be one in particular that's going to be really fun, because 2013 Festival announces Creekstone Farms, presented by Delta Diamond Dishes, a league of their own. Food Network South Beach Wine and Food Festival is announcing their new event. But this is wonderful. It's going to benefit those affected by Hurricane Sandy. So it's a new event that they've added to the program. And on Saturday, February 23rd, some of the nation's top female chefs will step up to the plate at the Marlins Park for Creekstone Farms presents Delta Diamond Dishes, a league of their own to support hurricane relief efforts of the Mayor's Fund for New York City Hurricane Relief and the Food Bank for New York City. Hurricane Sandy's devastation, unfortunately, will be with us for a long time, said Julie Loria, author of Diamond Dishes and wife of Miami Marlins owner Jeffrey Loria. We hope you'll join us in helping those who have lost so much. That's February 23rd. Go for tickets online at SobeFest.com. And speaking of great events there, there's another great event that I want to talk to you all about, which is, I can't wait for this, the Amstel Light Burger Bash, presented by Pat LaFrieda Meats, hosted by Rachel Ray, which is going to be fun. That's Friday, February 22nd. The tickets for that are sold out, but there's other great events. So Speaking of another great event, I'm going to give you one where you can still get tickets, which is the Moët Hennessy, the Q, presented by Allen Brothers Steak and sponsored by Miami Magazine, hosted by Emerald Lagasse and Guy Fieri, Thursday, February 23rd from 7 till 10 p.m. Tickets are $300 at the Delano Beachside, 1685 Collins Avenue, Miami Beach. For more information, go to www.sobefest.com and via phone at 877-762-3933. So I hope to see you guys at the SOBE WFF. I love calling it that. The Food Network South Beach Wine and Food Festival presented by Food and Wine. So there's a lot of stuff happening in South Beach. Now you'll know why I live here, right? I love living in Miami. It's fun. It's good times. Well, we've got to talk about, what else do we have to talk about? Oh, you know what I want to talk about, which is so much fun? UncommonGoods.com. I spoke about them earlier in the show. Last week, we did a giveaway with them. I want you to tweet me, at Max Tucci, hashtag UncommonGoods, or actually throw them in there and put at Max Tucci and at UncommonGoods. Because there are a website where you can go, and if you like, do you ever have like the problem, Valentine's Day was just here, and like, you're like, what am I going to get someone? What am I going to get my friend? I don't know what to buy. Like, it's so difficult. They have everything. Go to UncommonGoods.com because there you can find literally everything you need, from really cool gadgets to what things that we're giving away. And if you want to see what we're giving away, then you got to follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci, because I'm going to post the pictures there. And of course, on Instagram, to the Max Tucci, follow me there because I'm going to post the pictures. Actually, I'm going to post one right now. How does that sound? Because I just love my Instagram and I think it's so much fun to be able to interact with you all. So here we go. As we speak, I am posting up the Mojito Revolution. It's one of my favorite mixology kits from Uncommon Goods, and you're going to be able to win that. So tweet me at Max Tucci or Instagram me to the Max Tucci. That's the number two. And yeah, super fun things at UncommonGoods.com. Well, you know what, everyone? We're going to play a song at the end of the show called Home at Last. Thomas Hibner wrote it, and we just adore him and think he's great, and we know he's going to go places. So Thomas Hibner was like one of our first here. He's a really cool guy, and he really writes some great music. So I look forward to seeing what's going on there. Hey, go on to eHow. Follow me there. Watch my videos there on eHow.com and, of course, about.com. Let me know what you think. I'm going to do some more. I've been so crazy busy with Buddha Bowl and Unicorn Children's Foundation. I'm, like, so unprepared to do more food stuff, because that's what I love to do, and I'm unprepared, and I don't have time to do it, and I'm like, I promise you all, because you all have been saying, we need more videos from you, well, you're going to get them. The minute Buddha Bowl is over, I'm taking a week off, I'm taking a vacation, I need one, people, and literally, I am going to come back full swing on eHow.com, and give you all some great new cooking ideas there, and other than that, let's talk about posting this on Instagram. Here we go. I'm getting like tweets right now. I love you all for tweeting me at Max Tucci. And follow Unicorn Children's Foundation, UC Foundation, on Twitter. And other than that, let's get this show going with a wonderful, wonderful replay of a great show. It was Christmas. Let's go a little flashback. It was Christmas, and Ingrid Hoffman, Chef Ingrid Hoffman, was here, Simply Delicioso. She joined us, and we had such a great time on air. And I really love Ingrid. I love her shows, and I'm really looking forward to her event, which is going to be at the Food Network South Beach Wine and Food Festival. Her event is February 23rd. Come out that night. You can meet me. You can meet Ingrid. She's fantastic. I adore her. And I love the way she cooks. You know, she's simply this delicioso. All right. Well, we're going to go back to that Christmas night when we had Ingrid on air with us and had so much fun. And just listen to her, be inspired by her, buy her collection. She has the most wonderful, wonderful home collection. So definitely, you know, go to Target and buy it and love using it. And you know what we're going to start here, speaking of food? We're going to start the vegan challenge. Are you ready, people, to do like a week of vegan with me where we just do vegan food? We've got a special guest coming on, and he's going to teach us how to eat vegan, but that's in a couple of weeks. And then we're going to have Chef Daniel Green back. We're going to do a lot with food because it's time to get fit, people. It's time to just live life to the max. And on that note, I'm going to do a little flashback to when we had Ingrid Hoffman here in the studio. Enjoy the show. Meet us this week at the Food Network South Beach Wine and Food Festival, presented by Food and Wine. For more information, go to www.sobefest.com and see you there. Until next time, my friends, remember to just love one another and to take life to the max. I'm exhausted. I'm going to sleep. I have a week ahead of me. We've got, I didn't even tell you all what happened last week. Let's just talk about me for a minute. We did photo shoot after photo shoot after photo shoot. It was so much fun. Ronan's typing me a message. I probably have to go because we're going to have to play this. But we did a photo shoot at Mar-a-Lago. It was super fun. I'm going to be in Simply the Best magazine. So I have an article in there for all my work with Unicorn Children's Foundation. And it's fun because the article is called Super Max and the Unicorn. And there's a great picture of me looking like Superman. So that's Simply the Best magazine. All right. You know what? Let's just go forward and let's play that replay. And then after the replay, we're going to play Home at Last by Thomas Hibner. For all of our troops out there, we wish you were home with us. And for those that are home with us, thank you for all of your work. Everyone, Ingrid Hoffman now on Max and Friends. Take life to the max. Stay tuned, because after the show, CBS News is coming up next. Love you all for listening. Good night. Tonight, we've got my new buddy, Ingrid Hoffman. That's with two F's and two N's. You all know her. I don't have to tell you, because she's been all over, from Food Network to, you remember, HSN. She sells all of her great products there. And, of course, you can catch her show right now, which is called Simply Delicioso on the Cooking Channel. Welcome, my new friend, and welcome to Max and Friends, Ingrid Hoffman.
Hi, Max, and hi, everyone. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone.
Indeed, Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad is what we're going to say here tonight, because you are Simply Delicioso. So we're so glad you're here. It's the Christmas, you know, it's Christmas is in the air. Everyone feels the buzz. They're cooking in the kitchen. Families are opening up presents. The tree is lit. And we're like, let's take a minute to tune into Max and Friends, because Ingrid Hoffman is here. And we want to talk about what your plans are and what you're doing today for Christmas.
Well, you know, I'm always about giving everything a twist. And this year, what I actually did for the first time ever, and I have to tell you, I am loving it. I had the backbone of my turkey taken out, which means, I think in English you say spatchcocking, is that the correct term? And then you butterfly it, and I tell you, Max, it cooked in I took 2 hours off of cooking time, and that always works for me. The other thing I did is that I marinated it in rum, and I did a guava glaze, so I really gave it a Caribbean twist, and I tell you, it came out so, so moist, delicious, with the perfect flavor. It almost seems like the rum did a little bit of brining. So I've got a juicy, flavorful Bert, and I do have to admit that I've never been a Bert lover, meaning I have too much to a turkey for me to like it. I eat it because it's healthy, but this is actually the first year that I say, wow, this is a turkey I'd like to make again, even if it's not Christmas.
Well, you're just making my mouth water, and I was wishing I was there for Christmas, because, you know, it is just the guava and the rum and everyone. This is why Ingrid Hoffman is the superstar chef that she is, because she can take a simple turkey, twist it, and make my mouth water over the air. So if you all want to know about more of that recipe, I'm sure, Ingrid, you can go to Facebook, go to her email her there, find her on her webpage, Ingrid Hoffman with two F's and two N's. That's right. Well, listen, Ingrid, I find it fascinating because, you know, my family's in the food industry, let's say, you know, the Delmonico restaurant and such. But you have two of your own restaurants that you started back not too long ago. What inspired you to open up a restaurant?
A big mistake. Say that jokingly. I love food, and you know, I did enjoy my restaurants tremendously, but I ultimately realized that I'm a creative person and I like to create food. I don't like to have to run a restaurant.
Right.
And you know, because you've been in the industry long enough that people don't like for you to change the menu that often. So for me, the creative process really was, if it was up to me, I had a different menu every day. And people seem to always really be wanting the same thing. And, you know, I doing television and doing my cookbooks and, you know, creating my cookware lines. And right now I'm working on a salsa line, a spice line, different type of products that allow me to continuously be creating. And so I think that in that sense, the restaurant business was not for me. I was lucky that I did well enough and that today it has really contributed to helping me build the career that I've built. Probably if I had not had the restaurants, I'm not sure that people would have taken me that serious. So I think that they did, they served the purpose. And besides, it was about, you know, feeding people. And I love the art of cooking for someone and making everybody happy and seeing their reaction when they're surrounded by your food and having it, etc. But I figure that with TV and books, I reach far. I can feed a lot more people than in my restaurant. And it sort of was a decision and a career shift for me.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you were just brought up so many things that we have to talk about. But let's go back to little Ingrid when she was in the kitchen with your mom, who happens to be a Cordon Bleu chef. How lucky for you.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I grew up in mom's kitchen, and I always say I thank mom for the love of food. And that she actually raised us in a house where we ate food from everywhere in the world without really even realizing it. And mixing up, you know, food we could have from a Colombian arepa as an appetizer to a German sauerbrate as a main course. And then maybe a suspiro limeño, which is a typical Peruvian dessert. So it was always very mixed countries, and mom was always about that. So I guess that I now, as an adult, understand why kids that came to our house always thought we were kind of weird when it came to food, because there was never kids' men, you know, there was no kids' food in my house. We ate what everybody ate, the grown-ups ate.
Yeah.
So it made me really, you know, I'm someone that I always say you got to try everything once, food-wise. The only thing I think I would not eat is a dog or a cat.
Well, when in China. You know, it was interesting because it's, people laugh, but it's true that they actually do eat Pekingese and they do eat skunk and raccoon. It's a very interesting flair of cooking in China, and it's really not a joke when people say that. So have you ever had rattlesnake?
No, I have not, but I've had iguana, I've had brain, I've had, you know, in Latin America, you eat a lot of parts of an animal.
Right, it's fun. The tripe is delicious. Oh, I love a good tripe, don't you?
Yes, me too.
Oh, there's nothing like a good tripe. Well, I know y'all must think we're absolutely crazy right now talking about eating tripe and all that fun stuff, but it's really these kind of things that life has to offer, the flavors of life. So much of the fact, speaking of flavors, that Ingrid was recently named Flavors of Passion Master Chef of the year 2011. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, that
Look
was quite an honor. You know, considering for someone who's never won anything, not even the lotto. Now I'm joking, obviously. But no, I've never really been anyone to win anything. So when I was picked for this, I was like, wow, okay, well, maybe now as a grown-up I get to say I won something.
And you
but
did.
But it was a great honor. And, you know, for me, I think when I think of food, you know, being Hispanic, one of the things that we don't realize is that 60% of the food we all eat in America goes at some given point or is handled. 60% of our food is handled by Hispanics. A lot of them that work in very difficult conditions and not necessarily with the fairest of laws, et cetera, and, you know, I think that one of the things that I'd like to eventually be able to see is sort of how to, I think that we have to go more and more to realizing where our food comes from, and I think that we all just eat so mindlessly. And there's, you know, luckily there's a big movement, if you will, of people creating conscious, of people realizing how our food is grown, which is another thing that I do a lot. I work, I'm on the Food and Finance, Food Education Fund in New York City. I'm on the board, and I work with the Food and Finance High School, sort of educating kids where food comes from, food history, ingredient history, And I think that when you teach a child since little about food, where food comes from, what goes inside of food, you create consciousness, you create a better human being, but you also create a healthier human being. Because I remember taking a friend of mine who used to, their favorite food was always tres leches cake, a three milk cake. And I remember saying to her, I'll make you one, but you have to sit and watch. And when she saw the amount of cream and sugar that went into it, she was like, what? I never knew. And that's what happens when people don't know what goes inside of food. So I think that when you're, when you know, your choices of food start to change. Doesn't mean you're going to stop it. You're just going to moderate it, which is really what I think it should be. So I think that also, especially in urban cities in America, where a kid has never really seen what it is to grow a tomato, et cetera, that it's so important that we start bringing the kids closer to our, to the soil, to, you know, to respect our earth, to respect our food, to respect our water, to. So I think that there's a lot of things to be gained in, and you know, us that have a voice, Max, like you, through these airwaves, I think that we have some sort of a contribution to make as well, in which it is to really share information and create awareness. And I think that that's one of the things that I like to use my voice for.
Absolutely. Well, you know what's interesting? I always say when you know better, you do better. So when people know what they're doing to their food and what they're making their food with, maybe they'll eat a little better next time too. But you know what's so interesting? You brought up some great things, and all of these wonderful things that you do, you always find time to give back to the community. And I know that in the Miami area that you're involved with Amigos for Kids. Tell us a little bit about Amigos for Kids.
Well, Amigos for Kids, the mission of Amigos for Kids is to create awareness on child abuse. But food is, or lack of food could mean also some sort of abuse. And I understand that in many homes across America, especially under this economy, putting food on the table is becoming harder and harder and harder. And I think that as parents are busier and busier, stressed out, sometimes that food, you know, having to make the food and feed has sort of become a little bit of the drive-through. And I understand that it's twofold. I do understand that it has to do with economics. And the sad part is that it's, you know, you can feed a family of 10 for almost no money at McDonald's. But if you were to go and buy healthy food for them and vegetables and fruits, you know that you can't do that with the same amount of money. Which
it's
is really
so sad. Isn't that so sad?
That is extremely sad. And, you know, I mean, it's part of the whole food industrialization, and it's part of government, and it's part of, and I'm not even going to get into all of that.
If I not do, on Christmas.
I
but you know what we can get into?
Ever again, much alone a show.
You know what we can get into, though? It's a great time to say to people, if you have this space to make your own garden, do so, because it's so inexpensive to create a garden. And a lot of people don't realize that. You know, if you've got a little piece of land or a little piece of dirt on your property, you can create something spectacular. I love home gardens, don't you?
I think that you just don't, you don't even need a garden. You can be, you can have a potted garden on a balcony in the house. You know, I think that the word there's a will, there's a way. And if you want fresh food cheap, then obviously you have to get to it, but you can make it a family project, which is great. And you know, like for me, the holidays, it's always, you know, it's become such a commercial thing that I say to friends, you know, instead, pick family projects that you can do together. Spend time together on things where it could be from giving the whole family a gift of taking a class in gardening, or going to a farm and spending some hours at a farm and doing projects or feeding, you know, helping to do things within our society, even supporting small businesses, local businesses. You know, if you're going to buy, one of the things that I got this really great letter this year that was going around on the internet where it said, you know, if you can buy cooking class from a local culinary student, or, you know, maybe out of work chefs, and think of ideas of which you can support your local community, and instead of maybe going and buying a gift, you know, packed beautifully or whatever, maybe you can buy local and think local and support the lady with the muffins or the cupcakes, and, you know, give And, absolutely. You know, change the meaning of the commercial Christmas rather to a deeper meaning, or maybe do a project with your children where you can adopt a family and actually, instead of giving each other gifts, that you put that money into seeing how you can help this family throughout the year, etc. And I think that we sort of killed two birds with one stone, and that is that you teach, you know, first you spend time together, secondly you teach your children and yourself so much about what it is to give in that manner and to create children that have such a social conscience. And at the same time, when you see how other people live, you come home and you go, damn, my problems aren't that bad.
Yeah.
And so I think that there's many ways of giving.
I know one super way of giving, and you know, coming up on the show later, we've got Max's Favorite Things 2011 giveaway. So if you all want to give something to somebody, call 323-203-0815, because we'll be giving my favorite things away shortly. Speaking of favorite things and giving, if you've got the gift and you want to give somebody a wonderful cooking set, we're going there, because Ingrid Hoffman, that's with two F's and two N's. I love saying that. You've got a wonderful, wonderful cookware set. Not only is it available on HSN, but also you're selling at Target, at Kmart. You're doing your rounds. Congratulations on your set. I loved watching you on HSN. I thought it was so much fun.
I love doing HSN. And let me tell you one thing. I used to, prior to being on HSN, I started watching it. And I tell you, those people are on fire. They're getting the best, even their fashion, like their shoes, they have a ton of lines that are just amazing. And I used to never think of it, of HSN that way. And let me tell you, you cannot get prices like you get on HSN, not in any category, not cookware, not shoes, not bags, jewelry, any type of product. And not only that, they're really good people. I love working with HSN, and I'm
absolutely
very proud.
You know, another thing, since we're going to plug items on HSN, my good friend Frankie LeFichel, he has his hair products on HSN, and you two were in the studio the same day once.
That's right. That's right. You told me that day. I actually never got to meet him because I think that we sort of crossed paths. But, yeah, it's great. And to tell you a little bit about this 12-piece, actually, the set is now 13-piece. I joke and I go, my cookware does everything. It practically washes itself by itself because it's really so easy to clean. I literally go on air and I purposely burn sugar into it. And then with a wet rack, I just go like that, wipe it, and all of a sudden clean. It tells you when it's hot. It even tells you, baby, I'm hot, get cooking, because we have the thermospot technology, which is this dot that when it turns solid red, you know that your pan is perfectly preheated. Now, they're sexy because they come in fabulous colors as mango, avocado, mora, and berry. So we have beautiful colors. Our new set now is also in blue and in black, which is like really slick and modern. And I tell you, it's cookware that it's made by Tefal. So I always say you're getting the Rolls Royce of cookware for Volkswagen prices. And you can't beat that.
You can't beat that. Now, speaking of creating, and you're such a creator, what is your favorite thing, if you can say, from the whole piece, the 13 pieces that you just love the best that everybody has to have?
Well, in the 13-piece set, we have a caldero, which is sort of like an all-purpose everything, and we have a paella pan that I use.
Oh, I love the paella pan.
You know, I was actually last night sautéing three fillets of trout all at the same time in the paella pan, and they fit perfectly. Otherwise, you'd normally be using one skillet and one fish at a time, because when you open it up, it's that size. And I really use it for absolutely everything. And my other BFF that I've nicknamed Betty is my pressure cooker. And I tell you that the only way in the future to eat healthy from scratch is with a pressure cooker. There's no other way. And, you know, if you're one of those people that plans ahead, okay, great. A slow cooker would work if you were that kind of person. But I'm never one that sits and plans ahead that often. Like, oh, I want to have eat beans tomorrow. Let me soak them from today. It's like, I'll come home. It's like, okay, I want beans now. So what do? You know, you throw them in the pressure cooker, and boom, 20 minutes later, you're eating. Same thing with anything in your, you know, like I make a bouillabaisse in 6 minutes out of my freezer of all the frozen seafood. And literally in 6 minutes,
so it's okay to freeze food, because people have such a misconception on freezing. What's a great tip that you can give someone on how to freeze?
Well, number one, I mean, I label everything, and everything has to be very well sealed. But you should not forget that sometimes frozen is fresher than fresh on the shelf, unless you're buying it off the farmer's market and from the farm itself. But generally, food takes traveling so long from farm to supermarket that nowadays, with the methods like technology and flash freezing, you almost get something that is frozen at its ripe, at its perfect stage, and without, you know, chemicals. So I'm actually a very big advocate of frozen vegetables, of frozen seafood, certain things that are, there's nothing wrong with having them frozen first. You know, that doesn't count for all sorts of food, but I think that it's better to think that your freezer is stocked well, and you can actually come home and from your pantry and your freezer make an at-home meal instead of going to the drive-thru. In the end, it's always going to be cleaner.
And healthier.
And healthier.
We want healthier people because we want people to live longer. Speaking of, if you all want to get these recipes and if you all want to know how to make some wonderful things, and let's say you have that freezer full of all the things you've labeled, just like Ingrid has told you, Ingrid has a great book called Simply Delicioso, a collection of everyday recipes with a Latin twist. People are going to – I love the recipes. I've used your cookbook. I think it's fantastic. And I know people are going to use – every recipe in there is like user-friendly. It does – you don't have to be like Einstein in the kitchen. You made it such a fun and simple book. What inspired you to write that book?
You know, I always joke and I go that I did a book for people like me, people that have ADHD recipes, attention span. So lose me in 5 minutes. And, you know, when I sit and look, if I turn the page to a recipe and it's got like a huge list of ingredients and procedures, I'm like, not interested. So it's all about being creative, because cooking and eating fast and healthy is not complicated. It just needs imagination, and that's where I like to play with my food, play with my flavors. And I sort of always say my recipes are from beginning that you enter the kitchen to the minute that you sit down to eat, 29 minutes. And that's sort of like the brand. That's what it means. But it has to be also healthy food. So there's always a little bit of, you know, that's where the creative part comes in. So I like to, you know, use a lot of fresh herbs and chiles and spices and flavor my food through a lot of citrics. I cook a lot with fruit, and I like to create texture in food. So I think that that's really where all the little tips kind of come from.
Well, I love all these little tips. And this Christmas is getting spicier here on Max and Friends with our special guest, Ingrid Hoffman. Ingrid, what do you want your legacy to be here on this planet?
Oh, boy. Ooh. My legacy. Hopefully, I'll be able to leave behind something where people can see that as a Hispanic, you can come to this country and you can live the American dream, and by working really, really hard and being really committed and really focused, that anyone can come here and really work hard and see it. I know that it's getting harder. I'm not going to tell you that it isn't. But I also think that focus and hard work are something that no one can take away from you. And so the legacy is that if I can do it, you can do it. And that's kind of like my slogan that I always say at the end of my show, see, if I can do it, you can do it. And I really truly always believe that the opposite is true. If they can do it, why can I not do it? You know?
Absolutely. Well, you know what, everyone? What you can do right now is go to IngridHoffman.com, because there you're going to find recipes, blog. You're going to see where Ingrid is on her media tours, and you can find her books there, and you can contact her there and watch her videos. It is the Ingrid Hoffman homepage, and that's where we all need to go, because every day there's recipes of the day, and there's some good stuff on there. I'm looking forward to tomorrow so we can start cooking with that leftover turkey that was drunken by rum. That sounds delicious.
Exactly. Max, I'm also on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at Simply Ingrid, And I'm also on Facebook with Hoffman with two F's and two N's, Ingrid. And I'm always sort of, and actually I have to admit that I do my social media on my own. And although everybody in the office wants to do it and say, you know, I actually really like engaging with my public, knowing what people are asking, what they're wanting, versus having somebody manage it. It's me. So you guys, if you want to reach me directly, at Simply Ingrid on Twitter, it's me who tweets, and it's me who answers. And I do answer, actually, and on Facebook. And I love social media, so you guys can always reach me there.
Social media is good time. So find Ingrid on Twitter at Simply Ingrid, because she is simply delicioso. Ingrid, Merry, Merry Christmas. You have a little Yorkshire Terrier, too, don't you?
Oh, he's right here next to me. He's been wanting to bark, and I've been trying to keep him quiet. Yes.
Well, we wish him and you both a very Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for stopping by to Max and Friends. We want to cook.
Max.
And the Christmas is almost over, everyone. It's coming to that last hour of the Christmas day, but you know what? The kitchen will be there tomorrow, and hopefully I'll be cooking some of Ingrid's recipes using her amazing cookware. Ingrid, Feliz Navidad y gracias por todo.
Tan lindo. Feliz Navidad, T, Max, your family, and everyone listening. I sent you guys a big, warm, delicioso hug, sending you guys lots of light. Hope you guys are safe and merry and happy this Christmas and a really blessed New Year's for all. Mwah.
Soldiers in combat, as we stand.